sometimes when I read the column, I don't like them. I just wish they were tweaked just a little bit, but there's nothing wrong with the column. But as we read it, set us free, O God, from the bondage of our sins, and give us the liberty of that abundant life which you have made known to us in your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And I think to myself, duh, you already have. God has already done those two things. So sometimes I think that maybe this type of a call should read, thank you, God, for setting us free from the bondage of our own sin. Or thank you, God, for the liberty, the freedom of the abundant life that you have given us and which we have in, through, and with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, remember last week, it was Micah. This week, it's Isaiah, one of his contemporaries. And last week was Micah, his message from God. And it really dovetails with this week's Old Testament lesson. To do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with God. That was last week's. For justice, remember, it's not only noticing the injustices that we might see in our lives, in our town, or in the world, not only also to express our dismay about it, or to notice and be unhappy with the abuses towards others, but what Micah is telling us that God requires is for us to do something about it, for us to make a change. And then the loving goodness and kindness that Micah had prophesied for God. That's loving goodness and doing it. Loving faithfulness and being faithful towards God and all of his people. Being genuinely good. Being genuinely kind and encouraging and faithful not only to God but one another. And then the walking humbly with God. Knowing that we can't live our lives alone. We can't do it without God. Knowing, realizing, and accepting that we're dependent upon our God. Learning how to trust in God in every day, in every way, more than trusting in ourselves. Following him and his ways, and knowing that God is actually present. He's right here with us, holding our hands, sometimes, you know, pushing us a little bit further to do his will, pushing us out of our comfort zone to do his way rather than our own. Well, so last week, like I said, it was Micah, and this week is Isaiah. God is using Isaiah to warn his people, to teach his people, but also there's that little part, it's to let them know, you can't fool me. We can't fool God. And Isaiah was letting them know that you cannot fool God with your false and insincere fasting and worship. It can't be bogus, it can't be disingenuous. It has to be real. We can't fool God. So God says, I'm going to read it. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways. And then I love this. As if they were a nation that practiced righteousness. As if they did not forsake the ordinance of their God. Well, they did forsake the ordinance of their God. They were not truly practicing godly righteousness. God's modern day response to them would probably be something like, not, you're not being truthful. They really did not practice righteousness, and they did not forsake God's ordinance, or they did forsake God's ordinance, excuse me. And then their response, when we read it, it sounds kind of like, it sounds very pathetic, as if God doesn't know what's in their hearts, as if he doesn't know what's in their minds, what they're thinking about. They say, well, why do we fast? But you do not see. You're not paying attention to us. Why do we humble ourselves? But you don't notice. They sound like they're whiny people, almost foolish, because they think they're kidding their Creator, their Lord, their God, and their Savior. Well, first of all, they and we, all the fasting and the worship, everything that we do each and every day, should be done only because we trust and follow and love God. No other reason. And because we love God's people. Not to get something for ourselves, not to get brownie points with God. It doesn't work. We are not to be self-serving. We are to be, sorry, what did he say? What did Micah say? To do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with our God. That's what we're to be about. We are to be walking humbly with God. We are to be about God's work. They, those people back then, and all of us, are not to fast, only be trying to say that, well, my fasting is better than yours. We're not to be here at church or any other church saying, well, my worship is better than your worship. Fasting and worship is done in love. Once again, their way was not a true worship or a true fasting. And if our fasting and worship is pure, these thoughts wouldn't even cross our minds. In fact, God, through Isaiah, he lets them know, he tells them what they and we should or would be crossing our minds. What would we really be thinking about? What would we really be doing if we are true and if we're pure? We would be loosening the bonds of injustice. We would be undoing the thongs of the yoke, taking away the yoke or the burden that the people have. We would be helping and setting the oppressed free. We would be sharing our food. We would be caring for and helping the homeless and the poor in our homes and finding or providing safe housing for them. We would be sharing our own very clothing. Maybe giving away our coats, our mittens, our hats, maybe even blankets. All that we have, we would want to be willing to share and provide as best as we can for others. All that we have, every single thing, all that we have, all who we are, is from God. When we become as giving as Jesus gives, and we all know how much Jesus gave. He gave us his birth, his life, his teaching, his way. He gave us his death, his resurrection. He gave us himself. He gave us all that he had. When we get there to that type of giving as Jesus gives, or if we continue to strive towards learning how to give as much as Jesus, then our light will shine in all that we do, everywhere we are, to glorify our Lord and Father here on earth. And just like the refrain says in our song today, happy are they who have given to the poor. Happy are they who have given to the poor.